From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State says that Syria's president must step down. Secretary John Kerry said the timing of Bashar al-Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiation. Speaking in London after talks with Britain's foreign secretary, Mr. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We're prepared to negotiate. Is Assad prepared to negotiate, really negotiate? Is Russia prepared to bring him to the table and actually find the solution to this violence? Those are the pregnant questions.
Separately, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents killed 56 members of Syrian government forces in the country's Idlib province. The killings happened earlier this week, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Pope Francis has landed in Havana, Cuba, launching an historic 10-day trip to Cuba and the United States. The pontiff praised the détente between the two long-estranged neighbors as an example of reconciliation for the entire world. He urged political leaders to persevere on the path and to develop all its potentialities as a proof of the high service which they are called to carry out on behalf of the peace and well-being of their peoples, of all America, and as an example of reconciliation for the entire world. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square on Sunday before holding a private meeting with Raul Castro. He travels to the United States next week. For more on this story, please visit our website. This is VOA News. A senior EU official says the 28-member bloc should help countries on the front line in the refugee crisis and also strengthen their external borders. Speaking at the end of a two-day visit to Macedonia, European Union Enlargement Commissioner Johannes Hahn said the European Union needs to assist Balkan countries to cope with the influx of migrants and refugees from the Middle East and Africa. As part of an initiative to encourage people fleeing the war in Syria to stay in bordering countries, Hahn has proposed a fund of about $1.1 billion for Turkey to cope with the crisis.
The reason why I proposed only a few days ago to reallocate the money provided to Turkey, and I'm talking till up to 1 billion euro to help Turkey to deal with these challenges.
Hahn said the money will also help people to stay in the region in order to return to their home country as soon as the conditions there would permit. In West Africa, tensions in Burkina Faso remain high despite the release from custody of the former transition president and other ministers. They had been held hostage by soldiers from the presidential guard, who seized power on Wednesday. Across the country, groups of protesters put up roadblocks to show their discontent over the coup. Emily Yob reports from Burkina Faso.
A few hundred people gathered at one of the main squares. The crowd could be heard singing Our Homeland or Death, a motto from Burkina's revolutionary figure and former president, Thomas Sankara. In capital city Ouagadougou, clashes were also reported between anti-coup protesters and soldiers. A delegation from Economic Community of West African State, ECOWAS, arrived in Burkina and met with General Diendéré, the leader of the CND, to try to mediate the crisis. The CND is asking for inclusive elections, which would allow former member of President Blaise Compaoré's government to run. Compaoré has been president of Burkina for 27 years, before being ousted from power last year, after he tried to change the constitution in order to seek another term in office. Emilia Op from VOA News, Bobo Dialusso, Burkina Faso.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has sworn in a new government Saturday with former petroleum minister Sherif Ismail, the new prime minister. Several ministers, including the ministers of finance, interior, and defense, kept their post from the former government. The new government will be responsible for overseeing long-delayed parliamentary elections that take place in phases from October 17th to December 2nd. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.